Hey, Sean. Dan again.
Hello?
With Local Splash. Hey, sir. How you doing?
Hey, Dan. What's up, man? How you doing?
Nothing. Another day in paradise, man. You know, death, taxes, and I'm going to call you at 6:30, you know?
Cool.
Those are all the sure things, brother. Death, taxes, and I'm going to call you at 6:30.
Oh, yeah. I know, right? Stop. Like, I know. Yeah.
So, checking up on you, were you able to get the card? Are we good to go, or?
Yeah, hold on. Relax.
Yeah, take your time.
Come on, man. Stop. Hold on. Yeah, no, I have my card now. I went up there. Hold on. Come on, get off the floor. Oh, boy.
I'm glad I didn't have a girl, man. She'd have me wrapped around her finger.
I know, man.
It's
hard with a girl, man.
Yeah.
Stay on your toes and date a boss, even though he's so little, man.
Yeah. The boy I got, though, man, he's on a basketball team. He's on 2 7-on-7 teams for football, you know. And now he just texted us. He's like, hey, I'm going to try out for the flag school team, you know. I'm like, oh. Man, like, killing us, bro.
Wow.
We got to drive all over the place, you know, but whatever, man.
How old is he?
he's 13. Yeah.
Oh, 13. Okay, yeah, you just say that.
He's in eighth grade this year, but we're holding him back, so he's going to a charter school, and it's crazy. So he goes to school for 4 hours, and then they bus him to a facility, and he just, like, weight lifts and does like agility training for like another 3 hours, you know. So that's going to start here in like September of next year, you know, or of this year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Yeah, and then my buddy told me I should hold him back twice. I'm like, man, I think one's good enough, dude. Like,
Yeah,
come on, you know, he's going to be driving his freshman year, you know.
No.
Yes, sir.
They kept him back a grade for 1 year?
Yeah, so they all do it out here in California, man. What it is, we're like the land of the holdbacks. So, the rule is by CIF out here for, you know, high school football, you can't turn 19 before July your senior year. So they all take advantage of it, you know, like, he could technically hold back twice and be okay. But a lot of them hold back at least once, you know?
Come here. For you, baby. Oh, man.
Yeah. When she got what she wanted, huh? She's like, I'm good.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that's how they
so
beat
her grandmother
hit,
so now she,
yeah.
She run to her.
Yeah, yeah. Now she's rolling. She's all grandma's here, you know?
I get a little bit of a break.
There you go. Yeah, I remember you were saying, man, thank God for her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know.
All right.
I'm trying to sneak out the house to go handle something, but every time I do it, she put it back down, then the baby get into every, I don't know, it's just hard.
Yeah, right. Quality
my
problem,
friend,
brother.
You know Roy Jones, right? Roy Jones?
Ray Jones? No.
Not Roy Jones, the boxer?
Oh, Roy Jones, yeah, for sure. They call him Jones Bones, right, or Bones Jones or something like that?
Yeah, I think they, the first one, I think they called him that sometime.
Yeah.
My boy is fighting him.
Oh, really?
This weekend, I believe. It's the 28th. 28th Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did the press conference yesterday.
Wow,
so,
man. He's big time.
I
huh?
Boy, I was like, man, that gotta feel good, bro. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Yo, that shit give you a lot of. Oh my god, man, that's why it's hard to get leave out. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come here.
You said boxing, right?
Yeah. Huh?
Boxing, right? Or is it
yeah,
MMA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's when boxing. He fought Mike Tyson, I think, like last year. Stop, hold on. Stop.
Take your time.
How they say
goose fra bra, right?
Yeah. Everything changed. Even like used to go out a lot, man. Now it all changed, man. I mean, for the better, you know.
Yeah.
It's in the house, me damn. Where you go out, next to you fucking shot or something crazy happens.
Right. You're raising a little you, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, big time right there, man. Doing God's work.
Mm-hmm. Hey, when you save, there's a lot of benefits to it too. You stay in the house, you save money. It's
right.
Less dangerous. Like, well, it's not dangerous at all to stay in the house, so you know it's more safe.
Right.
Different things, you know.
100%. Yeah, man, I'm huge on family. You know, I think that's like the most important thing. You know, so but that's good, man.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I went up there. I got my card. My card yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday, man. I had that meeting too.
How was it seeing your boss? Did you have to see him or?
Oh, man, they had the union there every day.
Oh man, you're like, hey, let me just drop my card real quick. You guys finish your meeting.
I'm gonna build my business, man. Cause I don't have time for that shit. Because the thing is. They had the union there because they said I was late 17 times within a year. Like, I mean, it's talking about 3 minutes. I told you the first job, 7:30. I might have got there 7:38 or 7:30. I'm like, man, y'all petty as hell. One time I was 15 minutes late. And oh, bullshit, man. I'm like, you know, that's the shit you don't have to go do when you have your own business. Do what the hell you want. Not that I want to do what I want, but I'm just saying a few minutes late. I mean, that's going to make or break the company. Like, this is stupid shit, bro.
Remember, 4 months, John. 4 months, and they can't touch you, you know?
you remember?
I remember. I remember, man. My mom, she did the post office for years, man, like over like 30 years, you know? And their union, and they can't, man, it's like impossible to fire them. You know what I'm saying? Like, she'll miss like months at a time, you know, like it's crazy, dude. But yeah, she just retired.
Yeah, that's
actually.
How this one is.
Yeah.
That's why
yeah.
They keep telling me, like, dude, hold on, how long? Have what is it? January about to be February? 3 months of February, March, April. They be like, yo, 4 more months, dude, and you're fucking golden, man.
Right. They're probably, they know too, right? So they're probably going to try to sneak in and get you like before the 4 months, you know? So like,
exactly.
Keep
like,
it cool, man. 4 months. And then you're rolling.
Like, I told my girl, I'm like, I'm going to have 3 alarm clocks. She hate when my alarm clocks go. I say, yo. I said, 4 more months and I'm golden. I said, if I fucking oversleep once, forget about it, bro. That's how I feel. And that's just scary because shit happens. I'm like, if I oversleep one time, man, that's it. Like, I'm just saying, not that that happens, but you never know what the fuck, anything can happen. So I'm like, for the 4 months, if I got to work the next day, I'm, like the other day, I took a chance. We went out, we got some food, I took a drink, a couple of drinks. I'm not doing none of that because I cannot risk fucking up. Like,
right,
within the
right,
4 months.
Right.
After
wait,
that
4 months and one day and then party, man.
Yep, yep. Yo, they said one dude got fired the day before. He had one, he did every.
They liked him. He got reported one day before his year was up. And he I said, wow, but see, there's two different unions where I work. There's the union, I'm the guy in EW, and there's another union, they come but I'm doing it not even half as strong as what I'm saying. That's why they continue to move.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't stress it though, man. Just do what you're supposed to do, you know, show up, clock in, got your three alarm clocks, you'll be rolling, you know? Yeah,
hello?
I can hear you better now.
You probably didn't hear me.
I heard most of it. I heard you say he, one day before, he got, they canned him, right, you know? And he was doing everything right and stuff, you know? Like,
yeah, his whole year, yep. One day before they can't, they let him go. I was like, man, that's fucked up, man. Because somebody called and said his truck was idling for an hour. And I guess he had the wrong boss. Yep, bullshit. I'm like, come on, man. Like, sometimes, see, I work for a big company, and everybody, when they hear this, they're like, oh, man, you make money. It is a great company. I tried to get in there for years, and I finally got in. But, man, when they know you work for a company that's good like that, it's like they, man, it's like they try to hang you by your balls, bro. It's like they try, like they control the fuck out of you because they know you don't want to lose that job because it's a good company, it's a pension, all of this shit. And they know, like, it's people waiting to get in. So they can hire someone else easy, you know? And that's the shit I don't like. When I was there the other day, yesterday, I could have lost my job because I'm still on probation. And then I sat down, so my supervisor was there. Two union reps was there, and the guy that hired me, he was there. And he the one that came from where, Oakland, and he sat down, and he read everything. He said, all right, Mr. Murphy, he's like, so, as you know, we bring you in because we have found a couple of things we have proof of, and, you know, we want to bring it to your attention. And based off of this, stop, relax. Based off your statements, you know, anything can happen. You can be, disciplined, probation, suspended, or even terminated. I'm like, dude, what the fuck you got to do, bro? I don't care because I didn't do shit, you know.
That's right.
Simple. Yeah, even terminated. This is my second time going in a union meeting, bro.
Right.
And I'm like,
I would just make sure, like, you know, you got your three alarm clocks, make sure you're clocking in on time and stuff. And man, you just got like 4 months, dude. And then you're rolling, you know. Yeah,
and that shit, it go faster. They keep saying to you, when you said it, it was so funny. They keep saying, dude, 4 fucking months, you're golden.
For sure.
Yo, that shit's
funny.
I know,
man, for sure. Because my mom, she's in the post office, same thing, man. It's like one of the best unions, you know? So she has like a sweet gig there. They get a pension, all kinds of holidays off, like all kinds of, you know, personal time. Like it's, it's the business, man. You know?
So that's really good, man. But I'm like, hey, you know, we'll see what happens, man. I'll wake up. I ain't going to put three. I put two alarm clocks to leave. My girl wife would kill me. But I have three alarm clocks going wrong because she hates the morning. I love the morning. We get up in a minute, 6 a.m., 5 a.m., but she hates the morning. And I like night on the weekends, but as far as staying up late, it's hard for me to stay up late.
Right, your body's on a system, right? It's used to, you know, waking up early. Yeah, for sure. My wife, she's like an early bird. I like to stay up a little later, you know, so it's kind of opposite with us. She'll like want to wake up like early and work out, and I'm not with it, man. Like the 5 a.m. workouts, I hate them, man. You know, like, and I hear your testosterone is the highest then, so I'm like, all right, you know, and I've tried it multiple times, man, and I just can't. I really can't get into it, you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just like, that's how I am at night. I want to go to bed, man. Like,
you know? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's how I am at night. Nighttime, like, if I go to gym, because I got two gym memberships, LA Fitness. Y'all got LA Fitness down there?
Yeah, we do. I have when COVID happened, dude, I'll send you pictures. Dude, I have a full gym in my garage, man. It's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got a Smith machine in there. Squat rack, two pull-up bars, dip bar, full dumbbell rack, man. Like I'm rolling in there. So I got everything. I don't even need to go to the gym anymore, you know?
Damn, nice. Damn.
Yeah.
That's really good, man.
Dude, it's awesome. I did it, yeah, I saved money, but I'm always like buying this other, you know, like the landmine or something, you know, but right now everything I have in there, I don't really need nothing. You know, I have all the bumper plates and stuff, like I'm rolling, you know.
Hey, that's really good.
Yeah, for sure.
The workout.
Yeah. Sometimes I worry though, I'm gonna mess up my epoxy, you know, but it's like the chrome bumper plates. So they're good. It doesn't mess the floor up, you know. But my wife will be like doing Romanian deadlifts with the cast iron plates. I'm like, whoa, use the, that's why I got the bumper plates, you know, like.
Oh man.
Yeah.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Man.
For sure.
Yeah. No,
I used to work for LA Fitness when I was younger even. Yeah.
You did?
Cool. Yeah, yeah. It's a good company, man. It's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like LA Fitness. Even though I had two memberships, the other one's 24-hour gym.
That was
so
good, too.
That was good. Yeah. Like, yeah. Now it's hard because, shit, when I was leaving a lot, I mean, I don't know how my wife be now, but she's like, I need help with the baby. I'm like, damn, I just got here an hour ago.
Right.
So I was going to say,
right.
5 hours, I only been here an hour ago. You know?
Right.
But 24 is good because, hey, once the baby go to sleep, I decide to slide up the street, work out. It's cool. The other gym
right.
closed at 11, so that's why I keep both memberships.
What I hated about 24, though, is I'd, like, get on a bench, and then right when I got on it, somebody's like, hey, how many more sets you got? I'm like, man, I just got here, man. I just got, you want to work in with me, you know? But then dude's, like, either taking off weight or it's, you know, another dude putting on way more weight, and I'm like, damn, man, I'm trying to get my sets in.
Yeah, I know. But fucking, yeah, that's what happened too. You get all the, alright, I know this guy wait for this shit, whatever.
Right.
You need to take too much weight on. You're like, damn, now when he finished, I gotta put all that shit back. Or the other dude trying to come over and be macho man and fill the whole shit up.
It's like the slot machine you do that at a casino. Like as soon as you get up, bam, somebody's on it, you know? Like,
Yeah. That's why I like going to gym certain times. 24 hours overnight is cool because
there's not as many people.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
If I go after work, tell me fitness to get that shit packed, man.
Yeah, I know, 100%. Usually, like, 6 o'clock, like, it's crazy, you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I get caught, too, like, with the bat, because they got the basketball court, you know, so I'll go in there and play, and I just, man, then I don't even lift, man. Like, I just played basketball for, 2 hours, and I don't even lift.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah,
and I'm
there
like,
you
man, Like, went in here to game hustle, and all I did was lose it, you know?
My girl, she used to say, damn, they be lined up like that's the NBA in here. I'm like, yep, they be waiting for that
court. They get serious, man. They get serious. I'm just trying to get some cardio, man, because, man, I'll just play some defense and pass it to the shooters, you know what I'm saying? but they take that stuff serious for sure, man. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so Google Guarantee, so we're ready to get this started? You ended up getting the card?
Yeah, hold on.
All right, take your time, brother.
Oh, she all right? Oh, okay. Yeah, she put me to sleep. Okay. Oh,
you're like, thank God, huh?
God. Yeah, I heard her crying, but I guess she's tired. Because she usually take a nap around 3 or 4.
Right.
And I don't think she took one, so... I guess she's putting me to sleep now. She got a set of lungs on. You can hear her from outside, man.
Right. Watch when she's 13, you're going to be like, man, I wish she was 3 again. You know?
Oh, man. I know.
Fly by, man.
And the attitude, all that stuff comes. Hold on one quick second, man.
Yeah, take your time, man. No problem.
Okay. Just check a one then. Okay. I'll check something real quick.
Yeah, take your time.
Well, that must have just came in. Okay. eBay, okay. They finally put the name back in it. What's today, the 24th?
25th.
Okay. See, what happened is, let me see. I have the money now. I don't mind give you like the card number and then you can put a hold because I called the place. Remember I was telling you that they took out like $1,000 out of my account. I was going to use some of that money for the Google guarantee, but they still didn't put it back. Now, I can give the card number to you, but I don't know if they should hold it off on the transaction so the money go in, you know.
Right. Well, we won't need the card until you're ready to charge it. So all that's due, you're not paying the lead fees yet, right? It's just the $250 application fee to get it rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, I know because I was going to, I called him today because I was like, yo, where the hell is the money at? Well, let me see the email. Let me look at the email.
Yeah, take your time.
That should piss me off because it, hold on, let me see. Important, I think it's right. Yeah. Where is that email at?
Just doing your notes too in the meantime. That way I'm knocking this out regardless. Let's see. I already have everything. I just gotta, they have like a template that they want like filled out, so I'm just doing that right now. License is not required.
Okay, I think so right here. So that was the 20th. Nah, I'm about to call you. She said, thank you for reaching out. I agree. 5 to 7 days for the case to be resolved. If we need to reach out to you. And that was on the 20th to, oh no, that wasn't 7 days yet. Let me see. That's it. Cause what I could do is maybe call my friend. Because sometimes you call the bank, it's faster. They'll do it like, give you a credit. Mike just called the bank. I told him, like, you know, they took out about almost, I think, $890-something out of my account.
Dang. I don't remember this part. Yeah, you tell me about that. Yeah, I remember the 4 months, though, on the union, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
No, I had to tell you about
Angie Leeds, right? It was through Angie Leeds. The 1,000 was charged, right? That's what you're talking about?
Oh, no. Not through Angie Leeds. It's through a loan company that I use. They overcharged.
I remember.
Yeah. They were supposed to put the fucking money back. They said they're going to put it back. They said that they saw the error. But
it should be able to go day one. You know, you should definitely call either them or the bank, you know? Because we say 7 days or something, right? Like, because, you know, things happen, right? Like, if we charge too much or something, it goes back, like, day one, you know? I mean, exactly. I guess it depends on what they use, but, it should be super easy, man, you know?
Because what they told me, to wait till it posts and then email. I'm like, why do I got to fucking wait till it posts? Like, y'all charge more than what you were supposed to. And then screenshot it, but I should, you know what? Maybe I should call them right now. You're about to leave now or no? Because I should call
them
right now.
Yeah, I'm
going to
leave in
9 minutes.
Yeah, 9 minutes. So, either you could call them, call me right back, or, I could just set you up for 6:30 tomorrow, you know?
Okay. Because I'm going to get the square away. I definitely want to do it.
Yeah.
I want them to get, because I have so much shit coming out of my account, things I'm paying for, that extra money at first what happened was I lost my car, but I have it now. I went up there because I had the meeting and I got my car from the, she never gave it to the supervisor. Remember I was telling you that? The payroll.
She didn't give it to the supervisor?
Yeah, she never gave it to him.
Okay. So you had to go up there to get it. Okay, got you.
It wouldn't have mattered because I still had to see him and go in the meeting any damn way.
It wouldn't matter,
but I was trying to avoid him. So she said, I just put him to the supervisor. I'm like, nah, don't put that shit on his desk, man. Just give it to me directly. But at least I got the card. That's the main thing because I didn't have information. So I have that now. Only thing I just need is these people to put that damn money back on my account, and that's it.
Number one.
Call them now. If I don't get nowhere, I'm gonna call the bank tonight and tell them. This is what happened.
Yeah.
I have proof. I have emails. And the bank is usually fast. If I call them tonight, they probably have that shit there in the morning.
The bank is fast, so they usually have it. It's really quick. I've had it happen to me before where I've had to call the bank. So,
I'm going to do. And then, because I want to get the shit out squared out the way, like, squared away. So, if they don't move fast enough, I know sometimes, though, the bank will say, have you called the merchant to
they always say that. Yeah.
But what you think I should tell them? Yeah, because if I say yeah, well, I wonder if they still give me the provisional credit. You know what? I'll tell them. But I'm going to tell them, even though I did, they're not saying nothing else. Like, they just freezing. I'm just waiting. So,
and that's what it is.
So
I got a
fucking
up, you know? Like, hey, I contacted them, but they haven't credited me back. You know what I'm saying? So,
I asked the girl today. She said, I'm going to be honest. I haven't heard nothing. I don't want to hear that shit. It's $1,000. You talking about you haven't heard nothing? You better put me on hold. Something. I mean, that shit. Crazy.
It's like $6 or something. Like, all right, well, take your time with it, but you know, it's crazy for sure.
And then, so you can know I ain't bullshitting. If you want, I'll send you the email so you can know like I wasn't.
No, you're good, man. I don't think that at all, man. Yeah, don't even worry.
I know some people do just. You know, I would tell you like, nah, I'm good, or I'll just wait, but. I really want to do it because Google Guarantee is definitely good. And the fact that I could put like today I had a store. Okay. I meant to tell you, I've been getting people calling me from Google, more and more, but it seemed like it keep coming in from West Milford. You know why? I'm like, it made me feel good because I'm like, how do you know about, find out about our business? They said, through Google. I said, wow, so that's cool. But getting calls from West Milford for work. Now, you know, that's the only time when I ask them how they get my own information, they say Google, and then they keep telling me, like, I'm like, so, all right, where do you live? West Milford. I'm like, why is it only in West Milford? You know why that could be?
Yeah, so it's got to be the way that they optimize you. So what happens is, like, the indexing, the directories they submit you to, like, which is part of the SEO process. It depends on the cities that you put in there. And then it's also like the competition, right? So in West Milford, there's probably not as much competition. So what happened is you ranked up there faster with their platform than you are currently with like Bellevueville or other areas, you know? So what'll happen is over time though, you will, but it just, you'll see the like more not as populated areas will like get first page placement faster with SEO, you know? Because the thing about it, like, if you're, like, in the boonies, right? Like, let's say you're, like, in like, the mountains or what, like, nobody lives there and no companies are on Google there. Well, you'll be up there as soon as you're PIN verified. You know what I'm saying? So what happens in those low-populated areas is, like, there a lot of them aren't really optimized very well. So your rankings will go ahead in those spots faster than in the more denser populated areas, you know?
Oh,
yeah.
So
yeah.
If I put appliance repair in West Milford, you think I'll pop up?
I'm assuming so, since they were calling you from there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm like, that shit an hour away from me, but I'm like, shit, the work over there seemed like, you know?
West Milford. Man. Yeah, I'm putting it in right now, see what comes up on my end. Yep, you're number one over there. That's what's happening. Yeah, that's what's happening. That's why you're getting the calls from West Milford.
I told you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
For sure.
So,
yeah.
Okay. In West Milford, New Jersey.
Number one.
Let me see. Okay. Yep.
Yep. Oh, hold on. You're, like, cutting out again. You sound far from the there you go.
Now, what do you mean when they say, like, sponsored? Like, I see appliance repair sponsored, Dutchman appliance repair.
So those ads, those sponsored ads, those are pay-per-click campaigns. Stay away from those, though, because what happens, like, I don't want to do it to them because I don't want them to get charged, but if you click on any of those ads, those sponsored listings, right, it's going to charge them. Like $5 to $10 per click.
Oh,
it could be you click. Yeah, it could be you clicking even. Okay. Now, Google Guaranteed, they have to actually call you and set an appointment or a price inquiry has to be made in order for you to be charged. So the only clients that I recommend Google ads to are the ones that don't have Google Guarantee available to them. You know.
Oh.
Don't do Google ads.
Okay.
Do Google Guarantee. Way better service.
Will Google
sure.
Guarantee be available in that area too, or maybe?
Yeah, no, it definitely is. Yeah, it definitely is. So Google Guarantee, what's going to happen, and nobody's using it in that area too, from what I can see. So you would be the only one showing up there. But what I'd recommend, you already have the map listing on the first page there, so you don't even really need to target Google Guarantee in that area. You know what I'm saying?
You can
though if you want, but you already have that first page map listing there, so you might as well target Google Guarantee in like more local or more profitable areas that you want to do, right? So you're showing up at the very top there, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So like if I did Google Guarantee in that area, I would show up like number one. Like,
yeah, you'd be number one, tip top of the page. With Google Guarantee though, if there's fewer than three companies using it, it won't show up on desktops. It shows up only on mobile devices. Just a heads up on that.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it's weird, but it is what it is. So if there's less than three companies using it, it won't show up on a desktop. It'll only show up on a mobile device.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know why they do that, but it is what it is, you know?
So if they go on the desktop, they won't find me then?
Yeah, if there's fewer than three. So in West Milford, if you type a target on Google Guarantee there, it won't show on a desktop. It would only show on a mobile device because there's fewer than three.
Oh, wow.
Weird, huh? Yeah,
I
don't know why they do that, but yeah, it is. You gotta remember too, Google Guarantee is a newer program, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
It'll get better as time goes by too, but it's amazing, man. Like, I haven't had anybody cancel on it. Like, it's that good.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's why I'm loving this when we hang up, I'm gonna call them. if they don't process, that shit should be processed already. That's what I want to hear. All right. We already processed it, sir. If not, I'm going to call the bank. I don't have time to keep freaking waiting. Because I just thought as soon as I get my bank card, I was like, yeah, it should be good.
Right.
Even though I should have checked because I still had access to check. Even though I didn't have my card, I could have checked on that. But I just said I ain't got my card, so I haven't really went on it. Shit still ain't there. So what I'm going to do, like, until we hang up, I'm going to call them because they're still open, I think, till 11 to 12 a.m. Then if they don't, if I don't get around, I'm call the bank. So
right.
Call the bank, like, yeah, I want my money back, you know. And I have proof, paperwork, everything, so.
Right.
And if, like, sure. I said, the bank fast, yeah. They'll get that shit back probably by the morning. The latest is Friday, but I think it'll be there probably by the morning if I call them today.
Right, right. It'll work out. I'm positive. So, I got you in already for 6:30 tomorrow. I'll call you and then, you know, hopefully if it's good to go, we'll get that application going and, you know, get it all rolling.
Okay.
All right.
And I might, I don't know if I'm going to try tomorrow, but I might try even the other day in the SEO.
Well, your SEO's working though with who you're using, you know? With the,
think I shouldn't do it then?
Yeah, I'd recommend, I mean, you're showing up on the first page, in West Milford, so it's working. But if you want, we could take over the SEO for you. It's not like you restart from scratch one. You know what I'm saying? But if you're keeping, your, what is it, Bird's Eye, right? And they're doing the SEO for you, don't pay for it twice in two spots, you know? Like, I would wait on that for you to figure out if you're going to, like, leave and just switch completely or have them just do the reviews and not the SEO. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Because I'm just wondering, like, how come I'm not showing up, like, in my areas on the front page if the SEO, you know.
Right.
Like, West Milford, cool, but that's, like, 51 minutes away from where I live at. So I'm about to show up.
Right. And they might have, we could look into it deeper, but they might have not, you know, like they can retarget the cities better or something, you know, it just depends on the competition in the area, how they're optimized, you know, like pest control, for example, right? Like if you're a pest control company and you're like where Orkin is, okay, and they're like central location, like they've been optimized for years, so it's hard to get ahead of them, right? So I think they're doing a good job though with what they're doing. But if you want to switch to it, you definitely can. At the very least though, Google Guarantee, I mean, that'll be your favorite. I'm positive of that, man.
Oh no, yeah.
You know?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
that's cool. Thanks, man. All right, okay. We'll speak tomorrow.
All right, sounds good, Sean. Have a great night, man.
All right. You too.
All right, bye.